Hello and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the weekly show where we look at the weird and the wonderful, the strange and the supernatural. That was lovely. My first time doing the intro, guys. What do you think?
You smashed it.
Very good. Thank professional.
You. Thank so you. So fluent.
Robin and Martin are sadly away, so I am joined by the guys from All Time Gaming. We've got Jamie.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going? You right?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me.
No, no problem. We've had you on before, haven't we? On
just the once. Just yeah. The once. I think me and Jonesy both, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, so I've been on once before as well, yeah.
The sounds you can hear are from Alex Jones. Not indeed. That Alex Jones, but...
You're going to get a good laugh for that every time you get him on here.
Unfortunately, not that one. I would like to be that one. It'll be fun.
I love having you on, Jonesy, because that means that we can put your name in the title
and just trick some people into getting...
Hashtag not clickbait.
Not clickbait.
100% true.
My name is Alex Jones. I was dubbed that at birth, so there you go.
Fair enough.
Are you older than the real Alex Jones?
No.
You never know.
He's like 50.
Got a few greys around the edges.
Ouch. He's bald, so...
True.
Come on.
But then, you know, that's just... It's, you know, just in your genes, isn't it? You can't really help it.
You had a big bowl of chili today?
I have. Forgot both my children.
Destroy the children.
It's funny, actually. So I got into Alex Jones because of my name being Alex Jones.
What? You were Googling so yourself and he came up.
Yeah. No, my first job in television, I went into a room to give someone some tapes and the dude in there was like, oh, Alex Jones, like InfoWars. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's a red flag.
Yeah, I'm not sure I trust someone who lives in this country, especially. And we're talking how many years ago?
15 years ago.
And they were watching InfoWars.
Infowars.com, yeah. Then you didn't even go on YouTube. It was all on their own website. And then, so I looked it up and I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. I then subsequently worked with a guy who worked with David Icke.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Of lizard person fame.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
And football. As well.
Oh yeah, he was football first until he decided he was Jesus. And it all fell apart.
It's a natural progression, I think, from football to Jesus. He's not the first to make it.
So, gaming. What are your guys' favourite games of 2019?
Oh, God. We actually just made a video more or less about exactly that, but...
We did.
I'm not asking you to plug anything. It's fine. No.
Oh, well,
feel free.
Technically, that is a sly plug already. You were going to say Death Stranding.
For me, on the list, 6 greatest games of 2019 or something like that. Check it out if you like. My pick, Death Stranding and Outer Worlds, was my 2 favourite games.
Fair enough.
I went for Resident Evil 2, the remake that came out at the start of the year.
Very good.
And a game that I've actually played with both of you, Apex Legends.
Fair enough, yeah.
Which had a surprising amount of staying power over the course of the year.
Well, neither of you said the game that I was hoping you'd say, which is a game that I really liked this year because it involves a lot of conspiracies and lots of mysteries. Can you guess what I'm talking about?
Control?
Control, yeah.
A fantastic game.
Really cool game. Really interesting, unique. Would recommend it.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very good. As Chris's, it was in that list as well, so it's one of Chris's games of the year. But I love the sort of FBI style... Yeah.
The bureaucratic kind of...
What's this show? X-Files.
It is X-Files, very X-Files,
isn't it? It's like you're in the X-Files headquarters.
Exactly, yeah.
One of those games that makes reading kind of interesting. You're picking up all these documents with redacted bits and pieces, reading through it all. It's surprisingly engaging.
Really fun. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Control today. However, I did want to theme this story around this episode around gaming and talk about a particular gaming mystery, but also kind of branches off into the real world. I don't think you need to be a gamer to appreciate how weird this is.
Okay.
Have either of you heard of Kanye Quest?
I have not.
The name rings a bell, but I couldn't tell you why.
So Kanye Quest is an indie game released in 2013.
Okay.
You play as Kanye West in the year 3030, and the story involves a prophecy that involves clones, Tupac, and all sorts of other rap figures like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. It's like turn-based combat, style similar to kind of Pokemon games. And the combat takes the form of rap battles where you have rap battles with clones of rappers.
Kind of sad that this went under my radar.
It sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Loads of people are making Let's Plays and that kind of thing.
Trying to show me up.
Where were you guys?
Trying to pretend that I don't have my finger on the pulse of the video game industry.
To be fair, back then, Jamie was probably, at school. Primary.
Yeah, this is... When 2013. When did your channel start?
We started 2015. Ago. So this would have been a couple of years prior to...
Yeah.
I was working with Alex by then, but we weren't really talking to each other.
Fair enough.
little peek behind the curtain, I didn't like Alex Jones or Chris, the other member of All Time Gaming, for years, until I was forced to work with them.
He loved us.
Fair. Well, you might have missed when this game blew up in popularity, but your channel might have existed when a mystery about the game was first uncovered.
Ooh.
So this was 2 years after the game was released. On January 28th, 2015, an anonymous user uploaded a like a big document on Pastebin where they described what happened after they got an itch to play through the game again. According to this person, they played the game before but had never beaten it, so they decided to play it again. Now, his story, his or her story, is kind of suspicious, but let's just go with it for
they
a while.
They always are.
I should say, this story is going to sound like a creepypasta, like someone's made up. It's going to sound like that. However, all of the details in this story about what happened in the game was verified, and like you can see it online.
Okay.
So after getting to an early portion of the game, they noticed that one of the terminals that Kanye can interact with displayed what initially appeared to be a random string of numbers and letters. However, after closer inspection, they realized this random code was not random at all. There was a clear message embedded in the gibberish. Ascend and worship the based god, is what this code said. So it was like there were letters mixed in with like dots and hashes and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And they could tell this is what they said. They didn't think too much of this and moved on with the game. But then later on, you encounter an NPC who asks you what you want to do. That's literally what the NPC asks. They just what do you want to do? And then a text box appears where you can type whatever you want.
Okay. You put worship the based god?
Well,
have some fun. All I want to do is have some fun.
Well, whatever you respond
with. I'm not the only one.
I just want to play the game. Yeah. Leave me alone. Well, whatever your response is, the NPC replies that she wants to do the same thing. Again, most people thought this was just a lighthearted interaction, a little kind of interaction with someone, didn't really think too much of it and moved on. However, this anonymous person, for whatever reason, thought back to the previous terminal and answered with the word ascend.
Oh.
The game screen flickered and suddenly they appeared in a grey room as a butterfly, surrounded by computer terminals. The game popped up with the following message. Congratulations, you have proven yourself to be an open-minded and curious thinker. We must apologize for deceiving you, but we can reveal that the game you were playing until this point was a front constructed to protect what you are currently accessing. We must ask that you do not reveal this area to the public. If you believe that you may be prone to revealing information or do not wish to participate, please close this program immediately by pressing Alt-F4 or selecting the No option when it appears. By selecting the Yes option, you agree to participate and not reveal information. Clearly someone failed.
That check never works. That's like the check you get on certain websites that says, are you over 18? Like, who's going to say no? Who's going to say no? Who goes that far just to say, actually, do you know what? You're right. I'm 17.
I am prone.
I'm going to leave it for later.
I am prone to telling secrets. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to back out.
You know what? Yeah. You've got me. Red-handed.
If there was any way that you could make people definitely click on yes, it's to say, hey, you better back out now because you're going to get some secrets coming at you. And you're like, yeah. Well, I'm definitely clicking yes now.
Yeah. Well, when you predictably clicked yes, the following appeared. This is a thought exercise designed to help teach you something beneficial. By undertaking this exercise, you will hopefully be affected in a positive way. Due to the nature of the exercise, this something cannot be revealed immediately. You will not be timed. We cannot provide any more information, except that we wish you good luck. You may begin now. Welcome to your ascension. Remember, this is all in a game called Kanye Quest.
Right.
A game where you play as Kanye West in the year 3030. All this weird stuff's happening.
That's what I love. One of the things, at least, that I love about video games sometimes is video games have this reputation of, like, when a game is released, so many people could begin to play them that so many things are going to be discovered. And most of the time we attribute that to bugs or glitches. And developers will always tell you, hey, there's no way that we can figure out everything ourselves is wrong with our game in testing because there's nothing that can prepare us for when a million people play our game for 100 hours.
Yeah.
But you can still get stuff like this that for, it sounded like as long as almost 2 years?
2 years.
2 years, just completely under the radar.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where either no one discovered it, or anyone that did discover it took the warning seriously and was like, well, I'm not telling anyone. I'm taking this to the grave.
I mean, there's also the question of whether no one actually figured it out, and the person who developed the game was like, oh, I'm fed up with no one finding this.
Yeah,
and posted
that,
this
I
all
feel like
along,
that must
anonymously.
Happen sometimes.
That does happen. That's been confirmed in the past that certain people have certain Easter eggs that have never been found. Devs have given away the secret. Or they've suggested that there is an Easter egg to be found because nobody's found it. I can't off the top of my head think of one individual.
There was
one,
a game
was
recently
not too
that
long
said
ago.
That. Yeah. So this room that they were in when they got to this point was this grey room, and it was surrounded by terminals, all of which could be interacted with by the player, and each one demanded a password. This was only solved once the anonymous poster data mined the game and looked into the game files and found there was a string of common and uncommon words in the data files, yeah. which
Filth.
Corresponded with a different terminal.
Cheating.
Yeah. Weird words. Well, I mean, that was where they were hidden, I guess. Though there was no other way to find out. It wasn't like a puzzle. There was no way to discover the passwords. Otherwise.
Well, maybe a true believer would have just known the words.
Yeah, you get out your everyone's mandatory copy of the Oxford English Dictionary. You sit there. You start with whatever the first word in the dictionary is. A.
Aardvark.
Aardvark. Well, there and you fucking flip through that shit.
There were some common words like hatch and idle, which were passwords. But then there were some weird words like jagatai and flacon.
Oh, God. Mm. So the dictionary thing wouldn't have even worked.
Actually, my plan was not as good as I thought it was.
So every time one of these codes was inputted into a terminal, the room got slightly darker until eventually the entire game room was pitch black. On the final terminal screen, however, the game flashes once more and teleports you to a blank white screen. Eventually it was discovered that there was another terminal hidden in this new white room, and when you found it, it read, "You have proven your worth once again. You have ascended. However, further ascension is always possible. If you do not wish to ascend further, your journey ends here, so please close this program by pressing Alt F4 or selecting the No option above." Again, they're trying to tease you.
Hey, they
they're
are,
teasing
yeah.
you. "By selecting the Yes option, you agree to participate further and you grant us permission to interact with your possessions. Would you like to participate?"
Sounds ominous.
Yeah, it really does.
Ominous. And if you clicked Yes, it said this. "Over the following two-week time period, we will interact with you and your possessions in several ways. Keep an eye out, as some of these ways may be subtle, others may not be. We may attempt to contact you directly. If we do this, we will attempt to notify you of our presence using a keyword. If you still consent to participation, please select the Yes option above." And then if you said yes to this, the game would then ask you for your name and full address.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of weird. That might be the point where I tag out if I'm playing this game.
Can you tag out at that point? Could you say no at that point? Like, I don't want to give you my address.
Well, I mean, if you've said, they've asked you like three times.
You could choose not to ascend.
Yeah.
You could
I don't
F4.
Want to ascend. Yeah.
I like the fact that
I've ascended enough, but thank you.
I like the fact you choose ascension and then what they do is come and just mess with some stuff you've got in your house.
We will just meddle with your possessions.
I think possessions is even, it's a weirdly nondescript word. Like, what do you mean my possessions?
In game or like...
Yeah, or my digital possessions. Real you're going to rummage through my desktop?
Your possessions. Yeah. I've moved your wife's head from over here to over here, but her body's still over there. Mm. What have I done?
It's just one big murder mystery plot.
So anyway, this anonymous user did put their name and address in.
Real name and address?
Their real name and address.
Joe Blogs.
And they apparently it said, "Enjoy the next 2 weeks and await further instruction."
Do you know what I would have done in that situation? I would have put Jamie's name and address in.
Oh, come on.
And then I would have kept going, "Has anything weird happened recently?"
Yeah, I saw him late this morning, Josie. My keys, they weren't where I left them. Someone's been moving all my possessions.
All my pants were just out on the road. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, no, I do that anyway. I throw them. It's like a sleepwalking thing. It's a long story.
Fair enough.
Anyway, this was the last that we ever heard of this poster.
So they're dead.
No, that's not true at all. nothing apparently happened. They nothing weird or unusual happened to them in the next 2 weeks, and they weren't contacted by anything.
Mm. Maybe they're just not very observant.
Well, maybe
it was too subtle.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe they didn't ascend right. You know, maybe something didn't go right.
Did they tell them what the keyword was?
Apparently, well, they didn't get a keyword or anything.
They didn't get a keyword.
But the question is, why was this put into the game? Did it mean anything? And the person who anonymously posted this had their own ideas. So they googled some of the earlier passwords. And it came up with this weird forum that was a 70-page forum that was trying to interpret a weird video about ascensionism.
Okay.
This anonymous user interpreted this as the game seemed like a recruitment tool for a cult, specifically a cult called the Ascension Cult, hence the name of the first password and the repeated mentions of the word ascending. And not just in the game as well, but in the actual trailer for the game that was released in 2013, the end of the trailer has this Morse code, like dot, 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 dash, dash, dash bit, which translates to ascend. So they were putting this out there right from the very start. And he described the cult as, Ascensionism is a new age cult that goes back to at least 2006. Its main beliefs focus around there being two spirits that make up a whole being. A physical spirit, the body, and an ethereal spirit, the soul.
Well, there you go.
The problem is that when you try and search for Ascensionism now, it just links back to Kanye Quest. So you can't really verify whether the cult actually ever truly existed.
Right.
Maybe that was part of the plan.
Maybe.
Cover their own tracks.
Yeah.
However, there were people online who discovered a YouTube channel, Twitter account, and a website for a record label called Ascension Records. And for years, this Twitter page, on a daily basis, every single day, was tweeting bizarre word, like seemingly random words or phrases, and weird kind of religious conspiracy iconography kind of stuff. And it was eventually discovered that all these different profiles, the website, the YouTube channel, and the Twitter page, was being run by someone called Nick Lyons. And he was contacted by a YouTuber called Psycho Trip, but when he claimed he had nothing to do with the game, which was clearly not true, because he was using the same imagery that was in the game as his like profile picture for this Ascension Records. And whether he actually, Nick Lyons, no one can track him down as an actual like profile person.
Right, it's just a name.
It's just a name, so we don't even know if that's his real name.
Yeah.
I think it could easily be, especially with games, ARGs are a really big thing. Easter eggs are a really big thing nowadays, and they've been going on for a while. And I think devs, just especially with indie games, they love to have some fun. And I wouldn't at all be surprised if one of the people making this game had stumbled upon this in the past, like the forum, and was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm gonna mess around. I'm gonna do a bit of something funny here. I can't. It's a bad recruitment tool.
That's my issue with it, is that, you know, the idea of video games being used as recruitment tools isn't exactly new. But what's the selection criteria for this cult? When they're like, we want a specific kind of person, the kind of person who gets a JRPG themed around like hip hop artists and Tupac of the future, and finds some weird Easter egg in it. Those are the people we want for our cult.
I mean, it's some people speculated that they may have been trying to recruit younger audiences. Young people interested in hip hop, I guess.
Maybe.
And gaming.
That, I think, to me, would kind of work if they hadn't then hidden the password,
why go to that level of secrecy?
Because if you're going to have to wait for somebody to backwards engineer the passwords out of the game, then you're looking for a very specific skill set in certain people, which is going to be so few and far between.
Yeah,
that's true. 2 years for one person to even figure it out.
Yeah. So are you saying that you don't really believe that this is actually a cult behind this? I mean, even if it is just one developer, this Nick Lyons or whatever, who's just pulling a prank and he's trolling everyone. That's so committed to the bit.
I admire that level of
commitment.
Fair
enough. Every day he was posting on Twitter just random stuff linked to this.
But then you get into like the weird nitty gritty of, okay, he can make a video game. Could he also make a bot that also tweeted out random things from a random selection of words? But then you get it, go back to the forum, like a 70-page forum, and it's like the rabbit hole goes a little bit too deep for it to be as simple as one strange video game developer who decided to make an Easter egg.
I think they found all of that stuff and used that as the basis for their Easter egg.
And that Lyons is nothing to do with the development of the game,
which would explain why he said, the game.
So whoever runs the Twitter account, are they just a weirdo?
Yeah. They're just on the forum. Just a weirdo on the forum.
That's interesting, yeah.
Hence why he said, well, I've got no idea what this game's about, because they just took the idea of there. I've got no idea. Although I will, a little bit of insight. I've had the privilege in the past to make some videos for you guys on your channel, and I must admit I often hide little conspiratorial Easter eggs in the videos.
Which ones? Give us a little hint. Send us on a rabbit hole.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember any names, but I've definitely hidden little like random sort of things with numbers or things of like... Yeah.
I know we tried to, over the course of like several videos before, we tried to hide subliminal messages in some videos. And it was put when the audience put them together, it was going to reveal like a sentence. Mm. No one solved it, I don't think. So, but yeah, go back and scroll through and watch all of our videos and try and find that.
That's what the developer must have felt like when for 2 years nothing happened. He probably put out that game thinking, I've broken the internet here. I've done it.
People, no one found
it. Yeah, then you just sat there for 2 years like, I wonder if anyone's going to find that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very specific. Like, find, you know, find the woman who asks you, the NPC, say ascend, which is only in the trailer of the game, I guess, and isn't in the earlier game. Mm. Then figure out all those words. It's a very specific way of getting through. I don't think I would have found it.
Yeah.
And why, again, sorry, Alex, to go back to what you said earlier, the commitment, the level of commitment, even if all these elements related to ascension are unrelated, the individuals involved, fair play to them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just kind of that idea that if you do something weird enough on the internet for long enough, people will notice and it will generate some kind of publicity or hype, and maybe it probably helped the game in the process.
I don't want to call people out, but does it come from the same place as those crazy people that follow around celebs every day their entire lives? And it's like, where is the commit? Like, what are you getting out of this? And there's like, I'd like to sit on a bench and watch them when they leave their house. Like every day their entire lives. What's that for?
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I mean, people online love these kind of like Easter egg treasure hunts, don't they? I mean, it's not just a recruitment tool for, well, apparently a cult, but GCHQ used like online puzzles and treasure hunts to recruit for their agency.
Because if you figure it out, then you're the sort of person they want. That's very cool.
There's also the Cicada 3301. That people were kind of suspecting that was part of like a government agency or
is that a similar
security
kind of
services
thing?
yeah exactly. It's like a kind of treasure hunt online. Okay. So anyway, that was my story. Do you have any favorite Easter eggs in games that came out of nowhere, but I was going to work it into the story
preparation.
One I do really like is the first one. I think it's commonly held as the first one, which is in Adventure, where you basically you can find the name of the developer hidden in the game.
Okay.
But the reason developers used to do that was because back in the days when companies were making that type of game, this is what I've heard, I don't know how true it is, in the, a lot of the companies wouldn't actually reveal who the developers were of their games because they were worried about different companies poaching different developers. Yeah. So they wouldn't include the names of the people that had worked on them. So a way to get around this is the developers actually or the programmers who are working on the games would put their own names in the titles.
That's cool.
And that's kind of where Easter eggs originally come from.
Oh, fair enough.
Do you want to know something embarrassing? We've made so many Easter egg related videos.
You have, yeah.
I think our biggest video on the channel is an Easter egg video. And I'm sat here just going like, I can't think of a single bloody Easter egg. I can think of
Bigfoot?
One Easter egg.
GTA?
Oh, yeah. But then even that wasn't an Easter egg. Because I don't think Bigfoot was it was in San Andreas originally.
Was the UFO stuff in GTA 5 an Easter egg?
Yeah, I feel that was one that I remember everyone was going crazy about when that game came out. Because remember there was like carvings on the wall and there was weird alien shit and UFO shit. But I feel like it never went anywhere.
I think it came back in Red Dead Redemption 2. Spoiler.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 had some cool shit like that. There were loads of Easter eggs, actually. Yeah.
I remember reading that on a certain time of night, if you go to a mountain and there's a lightning storm, you can see alien spaceships. I think that was in GTA 5.
I think there was a UFO in GTA 5, that appeared under some circumstances.
Well, speaking of UFO sightings...
Oh!
Great segue.
There we go.
The news story that I read and liked that you put me onto, I think, but I'll have a little news story for you, which is about Tucker Carlson, who said that
Fox News fame.
Of Fox News fame. Yeah, he was having a conversation with somebody else. I'm not actually sure who the guy was he was talking to, about UFOs. And he said that Tucker Carlson's obviously, I guess he's a journalist, I suppose. That's not, I guess that's... He might be a pundit, I don't really know. Yeah. But he's in that world. He's in the news world. He's well connected.
Yeah.
And he was having a conversation with somebody who is unnamed, but who he said he trusts... trusts their opinion and trusts what they say about this topic. And he was told that the US government have got physical evidence of UFOs having crashed on Earth. And he said that this someone that he trusts and that he puts stock in their opinion. I thought that was quite interesting.
It's interesting, a lot of the kind of UFO stuff that's come out in the last few years in like the US military. I don't know if you've seen some of the like...
Some of the videos.
US military the Navy tic-tac. Sightings. Yeah.
It's the Tic Tac video.
The Tic Tac is the... it's an Air Force jet which has got a tracking pod underneath it, which is tracking a moving object, which is the plane is trying to keep up with. And then at one point it rotates in a really weird way and then like zooms off the screen and then they can no longer track it.
Oh, wow.
And they dubbed it the Tic Tac. There's the one, is the Go Fast is another one.
Which one was the Go Fast?
Go Fast is a very similar kind of video where they're tracking an object below them and they're sort of keeping up with it, keeping pace with it. And I think in the video you can see that they're doing like 0.8 Mach or something like that.
Yeah.
And then at one point it just accelerates out of the frame. Mm. And they said, you know, in order to go from the speed it was going to that sort of speed is something that it shouldn't really be able to do. No known man-based or man-made aircraft should be able to do.
And it's interesting because like most UFO sightings come from someone with like a potato camera just in the middle of the street going like, whoa, it's an alien.
It's the one thing I've spent the last 10 years saying is that I hoped that the way mobile phones or cell phones have improved meant that every sighting now should be a nice, clear, crisp 4K. I feel like it's still not happening.
Yeah.
You're like, someone's got a really great video of a UFO. You're like, fantastic, 2019. Give it to me in 1920 by 1080 frames per second, please. And I'm like, no, they filmed it on a Nokia from 1998. Yeah. Of course they did, yeah.
But this was shot by the military. And that, like, even if the footage isn't entirely conclusive, it has come from a... do we say believable source or more reputable source?
I think there's something there.
Is that fair to say? I mean, I guess you can't really trust them either, can you?
I don't know. I think there's... I don't think they would have released it if it was just nothing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's something could be something really boring, like there was a bug caught in the camera and they've never seen that before. Yeah. I guess they must have ways of knowing that it's not that. It's not just a fly which is stuck in the camera as they're flying along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I've also heard one of the pilots talking about the experience, and he said, or he was another pilot who saw something very similar, and he actually said that he'd been out flying around this certain area. I think they were doing tests or practice runs or something, and they saw something very strange, and so they went to investigate, and it was like an unidentified thing, and he's described as like a cylindrical. Like cigar shaped some sort of like unknown object. They then had to go back to their ship to land and like refuel, and another crew went out and they found the same thing, and it hadn't moved. It was just hovering above the ocean, and that then becomes the Tic Tac video where he then starts filming.
Yeah. Weird.
That's weird. That is weird. And it's weird as well because that Tic Tac video when the ship rotates was exactly the same way that Bob Lazar who claimed to work at Area 51 and work on alien craft. He said that that is how the spaceships moved. But he said that like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he described it so... It's weird how similar it is.
But then that's sometimes what I wonder, right? And I don't know how you guys feel about it. Occasionally you do get two pieces of information, in this case as much as 20 years apart, that kind of correlate. But generally speaking, it feels like if you're going to buy into the idea of UFOs or like an alien presence on Earth, there seem to be a lot of inconsistencies in the way the appearance of the UFOs is described, the way it moves is described, and how close they come is described. Does that stop you buying into any of these theories? Because it's just another... It seems too far-fetched that it's like, oh, but it's cylindrical and cigar-shaped, but it's also flat and disc-shaped, and it also moves at this speed, but that speed, it has no lights, but it has these lights, but they're that color, but it was that far away, but it was over the ocean, but it went straight up, but then it went that, you know. I'd feel it would be easier to buy into if there was a little bit more consistency with it all.
I think the American Navy ones are definitely more intriguing, in a sense of saying, we don't know what it is. Whereas a lot of the ones that people see where they go, oh, I saw lights in the sky, I saw this, I saw that, I mean, they can be explained pretty easily.
Yeah.
The fact that naval pilots have seen things, but then it could be drones from another country, it could be, I think they now call them UAVs, unidentified aerial vehicles, as opposed to UFOs.
Right, yeah.
They've seen UAVs, but that doesn't mean they're aliens, it means they're unidentified aerial vehicles. I'm hopeful, I'm always hopeful that one day it will turn out that, do you know what, for tens of thousands of years, aliens have been coming here and they're just like... Yeah, we just like to pop in and make sure you're doing all right. Yeah. See how you're progressing.
Trying to hide from us like the Star Trek approach, you know, not interfere with us.
Yes, the prime directive.
The Prime Directive.
Yeah, until we become warp capable, they're not going to interact with us.
That's probably the best answer to the Fermi paradox of, like, why haven't we seen aliens by now? Just because they're, you know, they're wanting to not stay out of our business.
Do you know what you'll find as well is, rather than like them all shielding themselves, there's just one big thing around our planet stopping us from seeing anything out there. And actually, if you could take this big thing away that stops us seeing what's really in the universe, it's teeming with life.
Yeah,
and we'd have our minds blown.
Just everything's just, it's like a wallpaper. Is the stuff, yes. All the stars are just like, it's going to be like the Truman Show where eventually...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Someone opens a door in the sky and pokes their head through it. How's everything going on down there? It's all right up until now.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for that, Jonesy. You filled me with existential dread. Would you like a quiz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love a quiz.
Okay, fellas, welcome to this week's quiz. Now, both of you are going head-to-head this week, and yes. I'll be hosting a conspiracy-style quiz to test how good you are at conspiracies.
Yeah.
Not all of the questions are conspiracy-themed, but
okay.
Good. there are yeah. some conspiracy questions.
I'd be in trouble if they were.
I used to be a bit of a conspiracy head, so...
Used to be?
So I'm hoping that I do know a few of these, otherwise I'll be a bit disappointed in myself.
Yeah, I will suppose. Be too.
Okay, so there's 10 questions and a bonus question for a tiebreaker, but we usually do it anyway. Just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Can we play our buzzers so you can know what they sound like?
Yeah, exactly. Jonesy, let's hear it.
Mine is this.
Nice. From the other Alex Jones there. Nice.
I'm working with
Jamie.
That is Will Smith in the YouTube Rewind reacting to Mark Ass Brownlee or something like that.
Oh, nice. Question one. Which famous monument is missing its nose and beard?
The Sphinx.
It is. The Great Sphinx of Giza. Yeah. The nose was stolen sometime between the 3rd and 10th centuries. And it's likely the beard just fell off. So,
yeah. He was so shocked his nose was stolen that his beard fell off.
That's where it happens.
How did someone steal his nose, I wonder?
Don't know.
Got with your nose. Yeah. Okay, 1-0 to Jonesy. Question two. Where did the five planes of Flight 19 go missing in December 1945? Okay.
I've never even heard
absolute
of this.
Absolute classic conspiracy, this one.
Sure, you're really showing us up. Okay, go for it. Don't forget to buzz.
You got to buzz.
So I'm going to wait for his answer, and if he's wrong, go for somewhere nearby. Tactic.
I usually employ that. So,
okay. Yeah. Do you win often?
No.
Oh, great.
I want to say like the Gulf of Mexico or around like Florida way, something like that.
It's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay.
The Bermuda Triangle.
I'm giving it...
It's the Bermuda... Okay,
it's the Bermuda Triangle. You are technically right. It could have been the Gulf of Mexico. Well, I think the working theory is that they thought, for whatever reason, they were flying over the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And their base was in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So they...
I knew that bit, but I didn't know...
So they steered east, thinking that they would find Fort Lauderdale,
right.
When actually they were flying out into the Atlantic.
So I had where they should have been. You had where they
Jonesy's one step ahead of the conspiracy. And this is where they should have been.
Yeah.
You're in the ballpark.
Right, so that's one each.
So it's not a blowout. That's all I was hoping to avoid. And I've done it.
Okay, question three. Who disappeared on July 30th, 1975, and was supposedly buried under the old Giants Stadium in New Jersey?
1975.
Again, we're talking a classic conspiracy, this.
Who was relevant in 1975?
Marilyn Monroe?
It was not Marilyn Monroe.
When did she die?
I'll let you have a guess, Jamie, and then I'll give you both a clue.
Oh, I did it twice. Sorry, Will. Oh, wait, I don't know how to stop it. Okay, there you go. It's the Bride from Kill Bill Volume 2.
That is incorrect. Would you like a clue?
Yes, please.
He's recently very relevant right now.
Alex Brown from Uncut.
No, I did not go missing in July 1975. Okay. No.
Who's going missing? This one's all yours, Jonesy.
Oh, maybe that's not a particularly good clue.
What did you say? They're relevant right now.
Yeah.
Kanye West?
No. Okay.
The developer, Nicholas, what's it called? Nicholas Lyons or Nick Lyons.
I'll give you another clue. This may make it fingers on buzzers.
Okay.
What's on Netflix that's just come out?
Ivan the Terrible?
No, not Ivan the Terrible.
Whatever that guy's name was. Do you know what I'm talking about? The Devil Next Door. What, that new Netflix documentary about... don't worry.
I think I might have heard.
I might be wrong.
It's not what I'm referring to.
I might be getting my names mixed up.
Okay. Idea. One more clue each.
Okay. Do you want to go off?
No, I don't even know. Yeah.
One more Netflix. Clue each. Martin Scorsese.
Oh! Robert De Niro?
He didn't go missing in 1975.
Oh, I know who it is now.
It's going to be someone in The Irishman, but I don't know who it is.
I know the answer. I'm such an idiot.
I haven't seen it yet. It's got to do with The Irishman, but I don't know what it's going to be.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to tell you now. You've had too many guesses.
I don't want it for a point. It's Jimmy Hoffa.
It is Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. Ah, right. Okay.
I'll give you the point.
I haven't seen it yet.
Don't give me that point.
No, I think you knew it.
No, I messed it up.
Yeah, but you knew it.
AB said The Irishman. I said Robert De Niro went missing in 1975. I don't deserve a point. Robert De Niro was buried under a stadium in New Jersey.
That was amazing.
Robert De Niro's identical brother continuing to have great success in Hollywood.
That would be a great story if that's what had happened.
I don't want a point for that.
Don't know how that would work, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's one each still. Question 4. In December 1872, which ship was found afloat but completely abandoned about 1,000 kilometres off the coast of Portugal?
I've heard of this as well, but I don't know the name of the ship.
It's slightly more obscure than the others. So yeah, it's you might have heard of it. If you watched our videos, you would definitely have heard of it.
No, see, I've definitely heard of it. I've never seen the video, but I can't think of the name of the ship.
Mm.
Can I be 100% honest? Right. I know the name of one ship.
Is it the Titanic?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't know the name of the ship.
I'll give you the first. So it's a two-part name. The first part of the name is Mary. Something the Mary.
Celeste?
That's it. Yeah.
He's got it.
I didn't do my buzzer. Sorry. There you go.
That's okay. I forgive you. I'll give you that. So that's
thank you for the clue.
2-1. Question 5. Which part of JFK went missing in 1965? Weird fact. Weird bit of trivia, this.
Oh, that was close.
Oh, I think Jonesy just got there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be his head.
It's not his head.
Oh. Is it one of his feet?
It's not one of his feet. Or both. I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is his hands.
It's not his hands.
His leg.
It's not his leg. I'll give you a clue.
We're just going through the body.
I'll give you a clue. You were along the right lines, Jonesy.
What did Jonesy say?
His nose.
Not his nose.
His brain.
It was his brain, yes.
Nice.
I think what was left of it, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, he did get shot in it.
Yes.
You watch the video, enough. It goes everywhere.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, his brain went missing. It was taken out after the autopsy to preserve it, I think, and then it randomly went missing.
To
no
be
one
fair,
knows where it is.
Jamie said most of it was on the outside by the time he did the autopsy anyway.
Yeah, it's probably some of it that went missing. Anyway, yeah. Fair enough. Well, you know, it hasn't cropped up on eBay, I don't think. Maybe it's on the deep web somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah, so that's 2 each as we go on to question 6.
Head to head.
Neck and neck. Moving away from conspiracies for a second.
Ooh.
On which TV show would you find Maureen, John, Will, Judy, and Penny Robinson?
Oh, no. Robinson Crusoe.
No, that's incorrect.
No?
Oh. I haven't seen this, but it was a film. I don't know if it was based on something before that.
Lost in Space.
It's Lost in Space.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No,
don't know where that came from. For some reason, the film clue was all it took to... pushed me over the edge.
I haven't seen the new TV show. All I was going to go for was it's got Joey Tribbiani in it.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I remember as well. And Gary Oldman turns into a Spider-Man.
He does.
Exactly. Okay, so that's 3-2 to Jamie. You see, you thought you were going to get, trounced.
Some would say I'm running away with it.
I mean,
most wouldn't.
We're only on question 7, yeah, and you're 1 point up. Okay, question 7. What did astronaut Pierce Sellers lose in outer space in 2003?
His watch.
It wasn't his watch. Not sure why he would have his exposed hand out in space.
How else are you going to tell the time? It's inconvenient to wear a suit.
It's fair, yeah. It's true.
Is it a camera?
It's not a camera. It's a good guess. Yeah, I don't know. You wouldn't necessarily guess this. It's not something you would imagine an astronaut would take out on a spacewalk with them.
His glasses. Again, he took his visor off. He was getting all fogged up, and they drifted off into space.
I don't think he put his glasses on the outside of his helmet.
No, they were on the inside. That's why he took his helmet off very briefly to fix his glasses. Lost them. He held his breath.
You've got an overly optimistic view of
Ooh, I've got two guesses now, and I need to pick one. Maybe a teddy bear.
It's not a teddy bear, no. Where did that come from?
Like he strapped it to his arm or something. It's like his kid's teddy bear. I could see someone doing that.
That's cute.
I'm taking your teddy bear to space.
No. Okay. It's not a teddy bear.
Oh, wait. I think you've already said. What was your first guess?
A camera.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the cameras they had mounted on their chests. Yeah.
It's a bit of a weird one. I think I might just tell you because...
Okay.
Yeah. It's a spatula.
Yep.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yep.
He was using it apparently to spread goo while repairing the heat shield on the Space Shuttle Discovery.
Right.
Yeah. Bit weird.
Spreading goo with a spatula. Only in space.
Only in space.
There you go. So it's 3-2 still to Jamie. Question 8. I'm going to accept closest wins on this one because it's pretty specific.
Okay.
How many minutes were deleted from the Nixon White House tapes in 1973?
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water. 370.
I guess I just guess and then we go closest.
Yeah.
150.
I mean, technically, Jamie gets the point. It wasn't that much. It was only 18.5 minutes.
Oh.
18 and a half minutes.
Blimey.
I guess tape back then, more expensive maybe.
Yeah.
Record everything these days. So there you go. That's 4-2. You can still bring this back, though.
I feel like that's a strange point to get, but I'll take it.
Question 9. What disappeared from the iPhone in 2016 with the release of iPhone 7?
I should know this.
I'm shocked that neither of you have buzzed straight away. This was the talk of the town when it happened.
Oh. The headphone jack.
It was the headphone jack.
Do you know? Do you know what? I'm holding a 7 plus. I'm like, I didn't look though. I didn't look.
Classic. I was thinking of software. I was thinking of I guess Game Center kind of went away, and I'm completely wrong.
Mm. That would make sense since from gaming, I would have thrown a gaming question in.
Because sometimes they change the apps that are automatically installed on it, but I wasn't thinking about the hardware itself.
Mm.
So I was just thinking hardware, and I was trying to think what happened. And I actually remember the fact of when they took out the headphone port. Because when you got the headphones, you had a little adapter that you could plug into the lightning connection, and mine broke within about a month, so I had to get some Bluetooth headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Wow.
I've still got one of those in my pocket right now. I have to replace that adapter about every 2 or 3 times for each pair of headphones after.
Really?
Wow. Genuinely.
Wow.
Yeah.
My port broke as opposed to my...
Sounds painful.
...adapter. Yeah. Emotionally,
Okay, 4-3. Question 10. Jeez. You can still bring this back.
And there's a tiebreaker as well.
Oh! It's well exciting.
And I will accept closest wins with this one as well.
Oh, no.
How many users does AOL dial-up internet lose every year?
You shouldn't have gone first. I should have gone first.
Yeah, you've missed the trick with these closest wins.
I am going to go with 2,000.
That's interesting because my thinking was way higher than that. I'm going to go for Well, now you fucked it, because now I was going to go for like 200,000, but now all I need to do to win is do 3,000.
But if it's like 10, you're in trouble.
Okay, if it's 10, okay, well, 3,000.
But you were thinking like,
I was thinking like 200,000.
Really?
So it's two different train of thoughts. And
I was thinking like not many people must have it.
Well, I'm thinking of like 70-year-olds in the US who didn't bother to like cancel an account, or like are just so behind or don't care.
I'd like to change my answer to 3,001. No,
I'm sorry to say, Jamesy, but Jamie's thinking was spot on.
Oh, how many was it?
500,000 people they lose every year.
A year.
So according,
that is still very impressive.
According to a 2015 survey, there were 4.6 million dial-up users in 2010, meaning there should still be 600,000 users today, but there was still 2.1 million dial-up users in 2017. There could be many more than 600,000 in 2019.
My thinking was like it might be like 200 a year they lose, because there's barely anyone who's still got dial-up. So if I go 2,000, that's quite, it's covering me. I can't believe it's that many.
But also, if someone still did have dial-up, surely they don't care at this point. Surely they really don't care about their internet.
Yeah, they choose their phone maybe.
500,000 people every year are being like, what am I doing? Like, internet exists.
I heard of this new thing. It's called broadband.
Yeah.
Wow, well done, Jamie.
There you go. Well done.
A bit of a lucky guess, I guess.
If you'd have gone like 200,000, I definitely would have gone lower, in which case you still would have won it. Because it's half a million.
I suppose so. Still, you know.
That is insane.
Would you like the bonus question anyway?
Yeah, why not?
It's just for a bit of fun.
For the folks at home.
Someone's researched it.
Exactly.
Someone's going to get 11 out of 11. Leave a comment down below. No,
yeah, let us know if you took part. How well did you do?
Better than me, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
Question 11. A letter lost by the Metropolitan Police, known as the From Hell letter, was purportedly written by whom?
Jack the Ripper?
It was Jack the Ripper, yes.
Like the film.
The film. So this was a letter sent with a piece of kidney attached.
Ooh.
Lovely.
Ooh.
And
still live without it. So.
From hell.
That's true.
Jack the Ripper, if anything, a nice guy. So I'm going to maim you, but you'll be fine. Life goes on.
It'll grow back.
It was, plot twist. It was Jack the Ripper's kidney. He was donating it to the police department. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
They always wondered, why did it come in a bucket of ice?
Yeah,
he heard that someone in the police department needed a liver, and he thought he'd donate, and they took it the wrong way.
Anyway, let's end it there.
Yeah.
on that note. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been good.
It's been really nice. Really, it's been nice to be a bit different. You know, break away from those other guys who we have on every single week.
Stuffy old. No, not really. We love them.
Yeah, and you've done a cracking job of hosting this week. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
What are you working on at the moment? Any videos that you'd like to like people to go and watch?
It's just really been busy.
I thought you were going to go, no.
No.
No, they can go watch it. I was going to say, it's kind of been business as usual, hasn't it, really, for us over at All Time Gaming?
Yeah, cranking them out. Check out the live streams every Tuesday and Friday.
What are you playing? This is going to go out tomorrow, so on Friday. What should they go and watch?
Oh, if they're listening on the day of this podcast release, which they should be, then hopefully we'll be streaming the new Darksiders game, Darksiders Genesis.
Nice.
Which is now like a Diablo-like kind of top-down action game rather than a Legend of Zelda-style 3D.
Oh.
I don't want to get too into the weeds with it, but yeah.
As if Darksiders 3 wasn't bad enough, they've now hit us with this codpiece.
Spicy opinions for late in the pod. You've got to love it.
Cool.
But yeah.
Excited
like Jonesy said, live streams Tuesday and Friday, and six lists here and there when we can be bothered to make them.
Nice. Well, go check that out, guys. And that's all from me. See you next week.
Cheers. See ya.
Bye-bye.